sky, they soared and roared aloft in a giant, iridescent bubble. The ship was steady as a bathtub. The stewards were preparing lunch. There was a tantalizing scent of coffee. Everybody said everything was wonderful. The casual arrangement of the seats and the roar of the engines made conversation difficult, so the company sat for the most part in a splendor of aerial isolation. Earthly mortals helplessly caught up in...
That's all the time we have. Thank you for joining us for the Noon Book Hour. We hope you'll join us again tomorrow for our next installment from the Recording Library of West Texas.
Texas began as a distinctive place, and it remains so today. In 1973, Texas Monthly Magazine was founded to cover all aspects of the Texas lifestyle. Each week, Recording Library of West Texas volunteers and staff dig through the files of the National Magazine of Texas to bring you Texas Monthly Archives. You'll hear biographical articles about some of the most fascinating Texans, feature stories covering interesting places and things in Texas, and short pieces that are humorous and thought-provoking. Tune in to hear these stories covering contemporary Texas from the 70s, 80s, and 90s that would otherwise be lost to time. Texas Monthly Archives, Thursday nights at 7, Sunday afternoons at 2, and Mondays at midnight on Recording Library of West Texas Radio. Read by listening.
Now, here's your forecast for the Midland-Odessa area. It's 71 and mostly cloudy. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the mid-60s. Then, tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high in the low 80s. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the upper 60s. From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
This is the Recording Library of West Texas. It's 1 p.m.
This program is made available to the IAAIS Program Share and was recorded at the Audio Reading Service of the Ellen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana, for people with print impairments.
Welcome. This is Diabetic News, and I'm your reader, Hadley, with the Audio Reading Service at the Ellen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today I'll be reading from Diabetes Self-Management Online and from the magazine. And starting with online, diabetes spring cleaning. Spring is finally here. Flowers are blooming and trees are unfurling their leaves. A long winter has passed and hopefully the end of COVID-19 pandemic is in sight. As we put away our boots and winter coats and tackle spring cleaning chores, consider using this time to tackle and maybe refresh your diabetes management plan. Reorganize diabetes supplies. Having the right supplies on hand can save you a late-night trip to the pharmacy and make it easier to stay on top of your diabetes. Meters. Today's blood glucose meters have come a long way. They're small, easy to use, require less blood, and give glucose results in seconds. Some meters even wirelessly transmit glucose readings to a smartphone app. Clean out old meters that might be gathering dust in a drawer or closet. While you might want to keep an extra meter as a backup, you should make sure that the meter is working and that you have the appropriate test strips to use with it. Is it time for a new meter? Meters can last several years, but if you're getting questionable results, you may need a new one. Check with your health care plan about which meters they cover. Remember that test strips can be costly, so it's worthwhile looking into meters suggested by your plan. If cost remains an issue, look into store brand meters from pharmacies such as Walgreens or Walmart. Test strips. Be sure to check the expiration date on your test strips. The Food and Drug Administration, FDA, and meter manufacturers advise against using expired test strips, as you can get inaccurate results, which in turn could pose a risk to your health. You may also need to toss test strips that have been left in a cold car or garage all winter. Hot temperatures can render test strips ineffective or inaccurate, too. Using control solution specifically for your brand of meter is a good way to check how your meter and test strips are working. Control solution is a liquid that contains glucose, water, and other ingredients, and has a pH that mimics that of blood. Contact the meter manufacturer about purchasing control solution, or check with your local pharmacy to find out if they keep it in stock. The pharmacy may also be able to order it for you. Keep test strips at room temperature, away from humidity, keep them out of your bathroom, and sunlight. Ketone strips. Like test strips, ketone strips have an expiration date. In general, ketone strips expire within 3 to 6 months of opening. As with test strips, keep ketone strips in a cool, dry place, away from moisture, sunlight, and heat. Along with meters, test strips, and ketone strips, you might also have CGM supplies, like sensors and transmitters, and or insulin pump supplies, like infusion sets, pods, that have an expiration date as well. Double-check expiration dates on all of these supplies, and don't forget to check the batteries. Medications. Keep unopened insulin vials or pens in the fridge. Always keep insulin away from heat and sunlight. Remember that insulin expires. In fact, there are two expiration dates for insulin. There's an expiration date printed on the insulin bottle or pen, which is 1 year after the purchase date. The other expiration date is usually 28 days after you've started to use or opened the insulin pen or bottle. While it can be tempting to use expired insulin to avoid waste, it's highly recommended not to do this, as insulin will start to degrade or break down. Using expired insulin may lead to high and possibly dangerously high blood glucose levels. To keep track of expiration dates once you've started using your insulin pen or bottle, write the expiration date on the pen or vial to remind you when to start using a new pen or vial. Go through all of your other medications, including those bottles, tucked away at the back of your medicine cabinet. However, if any have expired or you no longer use them, don't be too quick to flush them down the toilet. The FDA has a list of medicines that are often safe to flush. For medicines not on the list, see if there are drug take-back locations near you or read about how to safely dispose of them at home. If you tend to forget to take your medications, purchase a pill box or try a medication reminder app for your smartphone. Check out options for both iOS and Android users. If you have unused diabetes supplies and medicines that haven't expired, consider donating them. Contact the following organizations for more information and to find out what each will or will not accept. An American Diabetes Association office in your state. A JDRF chapter in or near your state. Insulin for Life. CR3 Diabetes Association. Integrated Diabetes Services. Reorganize your kitchen. There's something very satisfying about cleaning out your fridge and tossing old stale food from your cupboards. Holiday cookies from December still lying around? Toss. Expired milk or yogurt languishing in the fridge? Toss. Moldy or rotting vegetables in the crisper door? Toss or compost. Setting up your kitchen not only helps you feel better, it can help you eat healthier too. Do a deep clean. Empty out your fridge. Clean the shelves and drawers with hot soapy water. You can sanitize your fridge with a solution of 1 tablespoon of bleach added to a gallon of water. Dry everything with a clean towel. Store produce in reusable produce bags or containers with a lid to keep out moisture and protect against ethylene gas, which speeds up ripening. Clean out your cupboards or pantry shelves. Yes, that means taking everything out. Throw out anything that's stale or expired. And if sweet or salty snacks are your downfall, consider tossing those too. Or, if unopened, donating them to a local food pantry. Invest in food storage containers that fit on your shelves. These are perfect if space is tight and will keep food fresher, longer, plus they can help keep out pesky critters too. If eating healthier is a goal you'd like to work on, decide what utensils or equipment you might need. Think knives, a blender, an instant pot, etc. Donate equipment that you never use. Along with cleaning out, think about some healthy eating goals for warmer weather. It's hard to commit to eating more fruits and vegetables if you don't have any in your fridge. Make a list of foods that you want to eat on a regular basis. Take stock of your pantry and make a point to keep staples on hand so that you can easily put together a healthy meal at a moment's notice. Stock up, too, on healthy snacks, nuts, seeds, yogurt, whole grain crackers, cheese sticks, and popcorn are great choices. Need help with your shopping list and meal planning? There's an app for that. Actually, many apps. Try Meal Lime, Yumly, Shopping List, Grocery Gadget, Any List, or Out of Milk. Dust off your activity plan. Spring is a great time to spruce up your physical activity plan or to start something new. If you're not physically active now, use this time to think about what you might try, such as walking, swimming, or taking an online class. Getting outside and enjoying the sunshine is a perfect way to start moving more. Check with your healthcare provider if you're looking to start a new activity program, other than light walking, to make sure it's safe for you and if you need to adjust any of your diabetes medicines. Invest in the right equipment. This might mean buy a new pair of sneakers or walking shoes that are best suited for your feet. Don't forget the right socks, too. Comfortable workout clothes, resistance bands, hand weights, a water bottle, etc. Stock up on treatments for low blood sugar such as glucose tabs, glucose gel, or juice boxes. Clean up your appointment calendar. Having diabetes can mean a lot of appointments, from regular medical visits to sessions with a dietitian or diabetes educator to eye exams to appointments with specialists. The list can seem endless. How do you stay organized? Get your appointments scheduled. Devote some time in your day to schedule any appointments that you are due or overdue for. If it works out, try to book several appointments in one day. If you're prone to canceling appointments due to work or other commitments, try to book appointments early in the day, and if possible, avoid appointments during rush hour. Many provider offices have been offering telemedicine video visits thanks to the pandemic. Take advantage of them if they're appropriate for your type of appointment. Use a system to remind you, whether it's a calendar that you hang on your kitchen door or a phone app, or sign up for automated text messages or phone calls from your provider's office. Make a list of any questions that you have so that you'll be prepared for your next appointment. If you have questions that you forgot to ask during your visit, see if your provider's office has an online health portal that allows you to send a message to your provider. Nutrition plays a key role in helping you stay healthy and lowering your risk of certain diseases. Since no one food provides all the nutrients that you need, the general advice is to eat a variety of foods, including vegetables, fruits, whole grains, protein foods, and healthy fats. But in reality, not everyone follows this advice. Supplements. How can you be sure you're getting the nutrition you need? Is the answer to swallow a handful of supplements? Not necessarily. While some people can benefit from dietary supplements, such as certain vitamins and minerals, there's a risk of overdoing it. The if some is good, more is better thinking. The advantage to choosing food over supplements is that whole foods contain other substances that supplements don't have, namely fiber and phytonutrients. There are people who can benefit from supplements, and these include older adults, pregnant women, people with certain medical conditions, people who follow restrictive diets. If you're wondering if you should take any kind of dietary supplement, it's always best to discuss this with your healthcare provider or registered dietitian. Likewise, if you currently take supplements, don't forget to let your healthcare team know. In the meantime, here are several nutrients that you might not be getting enough of. These nutrients may play a role in managing diabetes, warding off certain diseases or complications of diabetes, or promoting overall health. Calcium. Think of calcium and you probably think of bones. For sure, calcium is a mineral that's necessary for strong bones and teeth. It's particularly important for people with diabetes to get enough, as they have a higher risk of osteoporosis than other people without diabetes. Bones aside, muscles and nerves require calcium to function properly, and calcium helps blood vessels move blood throughout the body. How much do you need? Men and women between the ages of 19 and 50 need 1,000 milligrams of calcium daily. Women aged 51 to 70 need 1,200 milligrams, and both men and women 71 years of age and older need 1,200 milligrams. Food sources. Milk, yogurt, and cheese are the main sources of calcium, but you can get calcium from canned sardines and salmon, kale, broccoli, and fortified foods, breakfast cereals, plant-based milks, tofu. Supplements. The National Institutes of Health, NIH Office of Dietary Supplements, states that the two more common forms of calcium supplements are carbonate and citrate. Absorption is best when you take no more than 500 milligrams at a time. Side effects include gas, bloating, and constipation. Avoid taking excessive amounts of calcium, as there could be a link between too much calcium and an increased risk of both heart disease and prostate cancer. Vitamin D. Vitamin D goes hand in hand with calcium when it comes to bone health. That's because this sunshine vitamin helps the body to absorb calcium and fight off osteoporosis. But vitamin D is also integral for a healthy immune system, helping to fight off bacteria and viruses. In fact, with the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, some studies have linked the incidence and severity of COVID-19 with vitamin D. Vitamin D deficiency is fairly common worldwide. One study estimates that 42% of the U.S. population is deficient. Your healthcare provider can order a blood test to determine how much vitamin D is in your blood. A level of 50 nanograms per liter or higher is adequate for most people, but your provider should advise you as your own goal. How much do you need? The recommended daily vitamin D intake is 600 IU for adults 19 to 70 years and 800 IU for those 71 and older. Food sources. It can be a bit of a challenge getting enough vitamin D from food sources unless you turn to fortified foods such as milk and some plant-based milks. Vitamin D is added to some yogurts, orange juice, and cereals. Fatty fish such as salmon and tuna, beef, liver, cheese, egg yolks, and mushrooms have small amounts of vitamin D. Supplements. Taking a vitamin D3 supplement is likely safe, although first discuss with your provider. The daily upper limit for vitamin D is 400 IU. If you're deficient, your provider will prescribe an amount to correct the deficiency. Vitamin B12. Vitamin B12 is a nutrient needed to keep the nerves and blood cells healthy and to make DNA. Vitamin B12 also protects against megaloblastic anemia. If you take metformin to help you manage your diabetes, there's a risk of developing a vitamin B12 deficiency. In fact, studies show that between 6% and 30% of people taking metformin long-term may be deficient in this vitamin. One study showed that people with type 2 diabetes taking more than 1,000 milligrams of metformin for 4 or more years had a high risk of developing a B12 deficiency. In 2017, the American Diabetes Association treatment guidelines began to recommend regular monitoring of vitamin B12 levels in metformin users. A lack of adequate vitamin B12 can cause tiredness, weakness, constipation, appetite loss, weight loss, and megaloblastic anemia. Another common symptom is nerve damage, specifically numbness and tingling in the hands and feet. These are also symptoms of peripheral neuropathy. If you notice these symptoms and also take metformin, ask your provider to check your vitamin B12 level. How much do you need? Adults need 2.4 micrograms daily. Food sources. Poultry, fish, meat, eggs, dairy foods naturally contain vitamin B12. Some breakfast cereals and nutritional yeast are fortified with vitamin B12. Plant foods don't contain vitamin B12 unless they've been fortified. Supplements. Vitamin B12 is found in most multivitamins, and supplements are available that contain either just vitamin B12 or vitamin B12 combined with other B vitamins. Prescription forms of vitamin B12 can be given as an injection or in the form of a nasal gel to treat a deficiency. Vitamin C. Vitamin C, ascorbic acid, acts as an antioxidant, protecting cells from free radical damage. It also makes collagen, improves iron absorption from plant-based foods, and supports a healthy immune system. In terms of the COVID-19 pandemic, vitamin C has been of great interest. One study found that vitamin C supplementation decreased the risk of death in severely ill COVID-19 patients. Intravenous administration of vitamin C reduced inflammation and respiratory distress syndrome, which are linked with COVID-19. Some researchers believe vitamin C is a highly promising treatment for COVID-19. When it comes to diabetes, there could be some promise for vitamin C's effect on blood sugars. In a small study published in the journal Diabetes, Obesity, and Metabolism in 2019, a group of subjects given 500 milligrams of vitamin C twice daily had a 36% drop in blood sugar spikes after meals. They also had lower blood pressure levels compared to the group not given vitamin C. Vitamin C may reduce the risk of heart disease, age-related macular degeneration, and possibly some types of cancer. On the other hand, vitamin C supplements can interact with chemotherapy and radiation for cancer. In terms of the common cold, vitamin C may slightly reduce the duration and symptoms of a cold, but it doesn't seem to lower the risk of getting a cold. How much do you need? The daily recommended amount of vitamin C is 75 milligrams for women and 90 milligrams for men. Smokers need an additional 35 milligrams daily. Food sources: citrus fruits, red and green peppers, kiwi fruits, strawberries, cantaloupe, broccoli, tomatoes, and potatoes are excellent sources. Cooking and prolonged storage can reduce vitamin C levels. Supplements. Vitamin C is found in most multivitamins, but it's also available as a single supplement or combined with other nutrients. The daily upper level limit for vitamin C is 2,000 milligrams. Too much vitamin C can cause diarrhea, cramps, nausea, and in people with hemochromatosis, it may worsen iron overload and damaged tissues. Magnesium. Magnesium is a mineral that regulates muscle and nerve function, helps with blood pressure management, and is needed to make protein, bone, and DNA. It also helps to regulate blood sugar. Low levels of magnesium are linked with insulin resistance, a hallmark of type 2 diabetes. There's also evidence from the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health that a high magnesium intake is linked with a lower risk of developing type 2 diabetes. Too little magnesium over a long period of time, as well as certain medical conditions such as Crohn's disease, type 2 diabetes, and alcoholism, can cause a deficiency leading to nausea, vomiting, appetite loss, fatigue, muscle cramps, and abnormal heart rhythm. How much do you need? Women need between 310 and 320 milligrams daily. Men need 400 to 420 milligrams daily. Food sources: green leafy vegetables, whole grains, legumes, nuts, seeds, milk, yogurt, and fortified foods are sources of magnesium. Supplements. The magnesium in supplements comes in several forms, including magnesium aspartate, magnesium citrate, magnesium lactate, and magnesium chloride. The daily upper limit for magnesium is 350 milligrams. Too much magnesium can cause diarrhea, cramping, irregular heartbeat, and cardiac arrest. Magnesium found in food is not harmful and doesn't need to be limited. Product review: Bob's Red Mill Almond Protein Powder. Feeling like you need some more protein in your life? One way to boost your protein intake is to try protein powder. But with so many protein powders to choose from, how do you know which one is best for you? A trusted source is Bob's Red Mill. Since 1978, Bob's Red Mill has provided wholesome, nutritious products to people all over the world. The latest addition to the family is Bob's Red Mill Almond Protein Powder. Made with the highest quality blanched almonds that are finely ground, This powder is perfect for whipping up smoothies and adding to baked goods, sauces, salad dressings, even your coffee. Plus, this almond powder is vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO. 1/3 of a cup contains 180 calories, 20 grams of protein, 14 grams of carbohydrate, and 6 grams of fiber. No added flavors, colors, or sweetness. Just almonds. Top picks. Diabetes-friendly foods. Sun butter, no sugar, added sunflower butter. Not everyone can or chooses to eat peanut butter. And almond butter is off-limits for people with tree nut allergies. No worries, though, because there's sun butter, no sugar added, sunflower butter. The key ingredient is sunflower seeds that are roasted and ground into a creamy, smooth butter that is free from peanuts, tree nuts, soy, sugar, milk, eggs, wheat, fish, and shellfish. All that you'll find in this spread are roasted sunflower seeds and a bit of salt. Spread it on bread, use it as a dip, bake with it, or simply eat it straight out of the jar. It's that good. One serving, 2 tablespoons, contains 210 calories and 4 grams of carbohydrate. Can be found at sunbutter.com. RX sugar. Just because you have diabetes doesn't mean you can't enjoy the taste of something sweet. If you're looking for a substitute for sugar but aren't sure of the best choice, consider RX sugar. This sweetener is made with allulose, a low-calorie sugar that's naturally found in small amounts in foods like figs and raisins. RX sugar looks like sugar, tastes like sugar, and even behaves like sugar. Yes, you can cook and bake with it. Best of all, it's 0 calories and won't cause blood sugar surges. That's right, even though allulose has calories, it's not metabolized by the body. RX sugar is non-GMO, Project Verified, Keto Certified, Gluten Free Certified, FOD MAP Friendly, Kosher Certified, and Plant-Based Vegan, so it fits right into any eating plan. One serving, 1 teaspoon, contains 0 calories and 4 grams of carbohydrate. Well, that's all the time we have for today. This has been Hadley with Diabetic News. I hope you've enjoyed today's reading from the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
This is a Recording Library of West Texas Community Update.
West Campus Testing Site extends hours. Midland Health has received funding from the city that will allow extended hours for COVID-19 testing at Midland Memorial Hospital, West Campus. The testing site will operate 8:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Saturdays. Anyone who has been exposed or is symptomatic can call 68 Nurse 686-8773 to make an appointment at the drive-through testing site. The test is free for those who are scheduled. Insurance information will be collected from those who are insured, according to the release.
Sunday afternoons, we take you around the Lone Star State for 3 hours, starting at 2 p.m. with Texas Monthly Archives. At 3, it's the current issue of Texas Monthly Magazine. At 4, Travelin' Texas. And at 4:30, Texas Gardener. Sunday afternoons, beginning at 2, on Recording Library of West Texas Radio. Read by listening.
Now, here's your forecast for the Midland-Odessa area. It's 76 and mostly cloudy. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the mid-60s. Then, tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high in the low 80s. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the upper 60s. From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
This is the Recording Library of West Texas.
This program is intended for a print-impaired audience and is brought to you by the Georgia Radio Reading Service, GARS. Hello, I am Morgan Mallon, bringing you Martha Stewart Living. I'll be reading from the May 2021 print edition of Martha Stewart Living magazine. The first story is Rise and Shine, text by Kiara Carter. That neighbor who power walks past your house first thing is onto something. Morning is the time to prime your mind and body for a smooth, productive day. These expert tips will ensure that you always start off on the right foot. If you feel like a totally different person in the morning from in the evening, it's because essentially you are. Every cell, tissue, and organ in your body has a clock that's set to fire and fade various hormones and molecules throughout the day. In the morning, you have higher levels of neurotransmitters like noradrenaline and dopamine, which peak early to get you going, says Nirmala Narangini Naidu, PhD, a research associate professor of medicine at the University of Pennsylvania Perelman School of Medicine. When the sun starts to set, hormones like melatonin make you sleepy. That's why experts estimate that about a quarter of us, aka larks, naturally feel our best and brightest in the AM hours. And whether you're one of them or not, it's also why morning is the ideal time to establish habits that harness your productivity and get you in an I've got this groove. The secret is creating a healthy routine. The body works better when it doesn't need to guess what's going to happen next, says Michael Bruce, PhD, a high-performance sleep coach in Manhattan Beach, California, and author of The Power of When, from Little Brown Spark, 2019. Even if it feels like a slog at first, hang in there. It takes only about 21 days for a new regimen to start to feel natural. 1. Wake up gently. Your alarm shouldn't make you think the house is on fire. The less jolting it is, the less groggy you'll feel, per a 2020 study from Australia's RMIT University. Jarring sounds create a surge in arousal hormones that startle your body, explains Naidu. That means you feel the ah of a jump scare, not the ah of a nice stretch. For a more soothing start, tap the iPhone's bedtime function in the clock or health app to find options like birdsong. Or try Fitbit's Smart Wake feature, available on its newer fitness trackers, from $70 at Fitbit.com. That's Fitbit.com. Set a 30-minute waking period, and the device will vibrate during your lightest stage of sleep within it. If you prefer a nightstand alarm, consider the Philips Smart Sleep and Wake Up Light. It rouses you with a dawn-like glow. From $100 at usa.philips.com. That's usa.philips.com. Another bonus for bedside clock users, you can dock your phone far, far away. 2. Sip away stress. Levels are highest around when you wake because all those alert hormones are raring to go, which is mostly a good thing. But if you feel more anxious than energized, electrolytes like potassium and calcium can help. They have an electric charge, which your muscle, nerves, and other tissues need to function well. Water enhanced with sodium chloride, another electrolyte, buoyed subjects' mood better than water or electrolytes alone, according to a 2019 study published in Nutrients. Fruits and vegetables like cucumbers, oranges, and lemons are packed with these minerals. Drop some slices in a carafe before bed so you can pour yourself a mood booster when you rise. 3. Beeline to this vitamin. Vitamin B helps manage stress and may benefit your mood, says a separate Nutrients review, and your body absorbs it better in the morning on an empty stomach, explains Valerie Eggman, RD, founder of dietetic practice Flourish Heights in the Washington, D.C. metro area. Plus, you naturally eliminate excess B during the day when you go to the bathroom, instead of storing it like many other vitamins, so it's smart to replenish your levels every AM. 4. Step outside. Any circadian rhythm expert or seasoned business traveler will tell you, sunshine makes everything better. The light activates your brain's central clock, which regulates just about every system and cell in your body, Naidu says. Among other things, it tells your metabolism to kick into gear and your analytical brain regions to start firing. To maximize the feel-good vibes, head outdoors for 30 minutes of cardio. Even a brisk walk releases a protein linked to improved brain function, and subjects in a small 2019 UK study burned twice as much fat when they sweated before breakfast, due to lower insulin levels. 5. Sing in the shower. Big meeting later? Turn up an empowering tune. People felt more powerful after listening to songs like Queen's We Will Rock You, with with heavy bass and motivating lyrics, suggests a 2014 study published in Social, Psychological, and Personality Science. After the music faded, they were more likely to take initiative. For the ultimate power move, drop your pitch an octave lower. The exact mechanism is unclear, but doing so gave subjects a greater sense of power, says study co-author Li Huan, Ph.D., an associate professor of organizational behavior at INSEAD, a business school in Fontainebleau, France. 6. Power up with protein. Choose a satiating breakfast over a sweet one. Studies show that a high-protein meal translates into fewer hunger pangs later. Refined carbs spike your insulin levels, so you reach for more sugar to offset the crash, says Taylor Wallace, Ph.D., an adjunct professor in the Department of Nutrition and Food Studies at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia. But a breakfast with a balance of protein and fat sets the tone for better choices throughout the day. Even more compelling, protein is composed of amino acids that may put you in better spirits and make you more alert. Try a vegetable omelet or Greek yogurt and fruit. If you're on the go, blend a handful of hemp seeds or peanuts, both high in protein, into a smoothie. 7. Do your toughest task. Productivity research reveals that employees are most likely to complete work that they start around 11 a.m. So take on your hardest to do now, when you're most clear-headed and efficient. The same task will take longer if your energy dips later, Bruce says. Night owls are the exception to this rule. Plus, he adds, with your most stressful action items out of the way, you can take full advantage of another daily phenomenon, the afternoon's creative surge. Seize the day, indeed. What's your AM type? Some 85% of us don't get out of bed easily, says Bruce. You know who you are. But we can all start strong. The key is working with your biology, he says. Here, tips for everybody. If you jump out of bed, the biggest challenge for you, Marthas of the world, is making that take-on-the-world energy last. Food helps. Eat within 30 minutes of waking, which could be as early as 6 a.m. Then have a snack, like a small yogurt with fruit, around 9 a.m. to sustain you until lunch. If you warm up slowly, wait till you feel your sharpest, say between 10 a.m. and 12 p.m., to have coffee. Drink it then, no sooner, so you don't crash before your peak, Bruce says. FYI, half of people fall into this category. If you always hit snooze, 10% of people suffer from insomnia. They ruminate at night and rarely feel refreshed the next morning. If you're among them, that means your cortisol, a stress hormone that also energizes you, is lower than average. So boost it with a little exercise first thing. Even 5 minutes of push-ups, squats, and planks in your PJs will help. If you're a night owl, 1 in 5 people feels more creative and energized at night. Sound familiar? Set 2 alarms 20 minutes apart, Bruce says. That time allows your body to ease into the day. Then stick to emails and tasks you can easily check off until the afternoon, if possible. That story was Rise and Shine, text by Kiara Carter. The next story is Block Party, text by Claire Sullivan, recipes by Lauren Tyrell. The next time you host brunch, batter up. Our make-ahead waffles come together in a flash, and they're equally fluffy, just cooked or reheated from frozen. Then top them off with offerings like caramelized bananas, toasted walnuts and spiced syrup, and a sunny twist on fruit salad. The main, 1 bowl buttermilk waffles. To incorporate whole grains, replace half of the white flour with whole wheat or spelt flour. For this recipe, you will need 3 large eggs, 3 cups low-fat buttermilk, 3/4 cup vegetable oil, 2.5 teaspoons baking powder, 1.5 teaspoons baking soda, 3/4 teaspoon kosher salt, 3 tablespoons granulated sugar, 3 cups unbleached all-purpose flour, vegetable oil spray, optional. Brown sugar bananas, tropical fruit salad, and toasted walnuts in spiced syrup for serving, recipes to come. Additional toppings like fresh berries, lightly sweetened whipped cream, and confectioner's sugar. Step 1. Preheat oven to 275 degrees. Set a wire rack inside a rimmed baking sheet and place on center rack. 2. Whisk eggs in a large bowl. whisk in buttermilk, oil, baking powder, baking soda, salt, and sugar to combine. Add flour and stir just until small lumps remain. Do not overmix. 3. Preheat and prep a waffle iron per manufacturer's instructions. Pour in a scant half-cup butter per waffle. Amount will vary depending on iron, leaving a slight border around edges to prevent spillover. Cook until waffles are golden and crisp, 45 minutes. Remove from iron, toss back and forth between your hands to release steam and keep crisp, then transfer to rack and oven to keep warm. Or see our maker head tip to come. Repeat with remaining batter. Serve waffles warm with toppings. Active time 15 minutes, total time 50 minutes, serves 8. A hot iron. For pillowy centers and deep wells to hold the syrup, we like the nonstick Cuisine Art 4-slice Belgian waffle maker in square for $60 at cuisineart.com. That's CUISINART.com. Make them ahead. After removing the waffles from the iron and tossing them back and forth to release steam, let them cool completely on a wire rack, then transfer to resealable plastic bags in single layers to freeze. They'll last up to 3 months. To reheat, pop single servings into a toaster, or place a batch on a rimmed baking sheet fitted with a wire rack so they don't get soggy, and broil, flipping once until warmed through, 3 to 5 minutes total. A waffle iron is essential for making these Belgian beauties at home, and such a worthwhile purchase. I also use mine for pressed grilled cheese sandwiches, tuna melts, and even crispy-edged hash browns. I just pour the potato mixture right in, says senior food editor Lauren Tyrell. The toppings. Brown sugar bananas. Use bananas without any brown spots. If too ripe, they'll turn mushy when cooked. In a small bowl, whisk together 2 tablespoons each, honey, brown sugar, and water. In a skillet over medium-high heat, melt 2 tablespoons salted butter. When foam subsides, add 2 just-ripe bananas, peeled and sliced a half-inch thick, in a single layer. Cook, flipping once, until dark brown, 7 to 9 minutes total. Add honey mixture. Cook 45 seconds and serve immediately. Cooled bananas can be refrigerated in an airtight container up to 1 day. Reheat over medium-low before serving. Active time 5 minutes, total time 15 minutes, makes 1 cup. Tropical fruit salad. Toasted coconut can be made up to 3 days ahead and stored in an airtight container at room temperature. Preheat oven to 325 degrees. Place 1/4 cup unsweetened coconut flakes on a rimmed baking sheet and toast, stirring once, until golden and fragrant, 5 to 7 minutes. Let cool. Peel, core, and slice 1/2 pineapple. Peel and halve 2 kiwi fruits lengthwise and slice into half moons. Toss fruit to combine, along with any accumulated juices. Peel, seed, and slice 1 small papaya. Add to fruit mixture and gently toss to combine. Sprinkle with toasted coconut flakes. Serve. Active time 10 minutes. Total time 15 minutes. Serve 6 to 8. Toasted walnuts in spiced syrup. You can swap 1/4 teaspoon ground cinnamon for the cinnamon stick. Stir it in with the nuts and vanilla. Preheat oven to 375 degrees. Toast 1 cup walnut halves on a rimmed baking sheet until fragrant, about 10 minutes. Let cool slightly. Coarsely chop. Combine 1 cup pure maple syrup and 1 small cinnamon stick in a saucepan. Simmer until reduced by half, about 10 minutes. Remove from heat. Discard cinnamon. Stir in walnuts and 1 teaspoon pure vanilla extract. Nuts can be stored in an airtight container at room temperature up to 3 days. Active time 10 minutes. Total time 20 minutes. Makes 1 cup. And more magical toppings. The possibilities are endless. To hit sweet notes, drizzle dulce de leche for caramel flavor, or slather on Kerrygold salted butter and store-bought jam. Or swing savory and arrange sliced cheese such as brie, bruchéron, or cheddar on the waffles and broil until bubbly and golden. Savory sides. Balance out the meal with breakfast sausage and bacon. We like Applegate Natural Sunday Bacon. It has a clean, minimal ingredient list and always cooks up crispy, says Lauren. Fizzy detail. Sparkling wine adds to the spread's festive feel and is refreshing with a splash of OJ. Our go-to pour? Paramata y Coloma Capata No. 22 Cava Brut Nature Reserva for $20 at astorwines.com. That's astorwines.com. That story was Block Party, text by Claire Sullivan, recipes by Lauren Tyrell. The next story is Clean Sweep, text by Claire Sullivan. Nothing resets your hair like a good wash, but there's more to maintaining a healthy scalp and resilient strands than the lather, rinse, and repeat you probably do on autopilot. Read on for our expert guide and learn how often you really need to shampoo, the best formulas for different needs, and a fast, foolproof way to send every last bit of suds down the drain. Try it once and you'll never look back. 1. Know your frequency. To avoid removing natural oils, everyone should limit washes to at least every other day, if not longer, says Los Angeles hairstylist Marissa Marino. If you have coily hair, usually no more than twice a week. People with greasy hair assume they need to wash more, but overdoing it can cause your scalp to produce more oil. For a shower-free refresh, Marino suggests spraying roots with waterless hair care dry shampoo, which absorbs excess oil and restores bounce without white marks or residue. For $6.50 at Amazon.com. That's AMAZON.com. 2. Choose the right shampoo. Find a formula that targets your specific needs and doesn't contain silicones. Those cling to your hair and your scalp, which can cause grime buildup and clogged follicles, says Los Angeles hairstylist Chris Appleton. Curls and coils. Proteins in a Natura Lumina Curly Hair Hydrating Shampoo repair damage for $23 at naturabrazil.com. That's NaturaBrazil.com. Cycle in a weekly conditioning option like Briogeo Be Kind, Be Gentle Avocado and Quinoa Co-Wash for $32 at Briogeo. That's BRIOGEO.com. Color Preserver. Overwashing fades even the freshest dye job. Opt for Color Wow Color Security Shampoo, which is gentle and rinses off readily, so you aren't left with a tone-dulling film. For $23 at ColorWowHair.com. That's ColorWowHair.com. Body Booster. Fekai Full Blown Volume Shampoo. Detangles without weighing hair down, thanks to feather-light cottonseed oil and fortifying green coconut water. For $20 at Fekai.com. That's FEKKAI.com. Hair Hydrator. Harsh soaps are enemy number one for dry locks. L'Oreal Paris Ever Pure Moisture Shampoo does its job gently and nourishes with rosemary leaf oil for $8 at Walgreens.com. That's WALGREENS.com. 3. Scrub your scalp, and don't forget your hairline, including behind the ears and nape of your neck, where sweat accumulates, says Appleton. If your skin is sensitive, try Neutrogena Healthy Scalp Gentle and Soft Shampoo. It softly lifts debris with micellar water for $12 at Neutrogena.com. That's NeutroGena.com. 4. Rinse thoroughly. This nixes shampoo buildup, which dulls shine and puts a damper on volume. Follow these steps to douse suds systematically. 1. Get ready. Be sure the water is warm, not hot, which will pull out moisture. If your hair is long, part it vertically down the center of your scalp and pull the sections in front of your shoulders. If not, skip to step 2. 2. Go under. Split your hair horizontally from ear to ear. Lift the top half, position yourself under the stream, and use your fingers to comb through the lower portions. 3. Aim high. Drop the top half and repeat the method on the upper sections, working your fingers from roots to ends, and folding down your ears to get behind them. Rinse until the water runs clear. 5. Weigh a double wash. Once is usually enough, but the dirtier your hair, the less lather you'll get, says Appleton. So if you don't feel bubbles, repeat. L.A. and NYC hairstylist Justine Margin also advises 2 rounds after you've used a lot of styling products, or if you're feeling especially oily, like after a long bike ride. Think of the first round as a pre-wash and the second as a deep clean, says Appleton. That story was Clean Sweep, text by Claire Sullivan. The next story is Shake It Up, text by Claire Sullivan, recipes by Greg Lofts. A good margarita is your taste bud's passport to paradise, but the drink's tequila and citrus formula is also ripe for reimagining. We share the classic recipe for our tropical traditionalists, as well as grapefruit forward and tart cherry riffs, and a spicy frozen mango number that might just inspire some backyard cabana building. So go ahead, find that lost shaker of salt, and let your creative juices flow. 1. The original, classic margarita. Double this recipe to make 2 drinks. They'll fit in a standard cocktail shaker. Run a wedge of lime around one side of the rim of a chilled rocks glass. Dip rim in coarsely ground pink salt or sea salt to coat. Partially fill glass with ice. We prefer 1 large sphere for minimal melting and dilution. Fill a cocktail shaker halfway with ice. Add 2 ounces Blanco tequila and 1 ounce orange liqueur, such as Contrao, and fresh lime juice. Shake vigorously until outside of shaker is cold and frosty, about 10 seconds. Strain into prepared glass. Garnish with the lime wheel and serve immediately. To prep for friends, make a batch of the tequila, orange liqueur, and lime juice mixture up to a day ahead. Refrigerate it in an airtight container until you're ready to shake with ice and serve. Start with high-quality 100% agave tequila for a great margarita. Our top shelf pick is Casamigos. We also love Espolòn, which you can find at about half the price, says Deputy Food Editor Greg Lofts. 2. A citrusy swizzle, grapefruit and honey. To create a lower alcohol version, we replace the usual orange liqueur with honey. In the bottom of a cocktail shaker, stir 1 tablespoon clover or orange blossom honey with 1 tablespoon very hot water from the tap until dissolved. Fill shaker halfway with ice and top with 2 ounces Blanco tequila, 2 ounces fresh pink grapefruit juice, and 3/4 ounce fresh lime juice. Shake vigorously until outside of shaker is cold and frosty, about 10 seconds. Strain into a tall, narrow glass, such as a Collins, filled with crushed ice. Stir with a swizzle stick or straw until glass turns frosty, about 10 seconds. Garnish with a peeled strip of grapefruit rind. Serve immediately. To crush ice, pulse a few handfuls of cubes in a blender or food processor, or place them in a resealable bag, wrap it in a towel, and pound it with a meat mallet. Immediately return to freezer until ready to use. 3. A lip smacker, tart cherry and ginger. For a clear ruby color, stir, don't shake, this drink. Fill a cocktail shaker halfway with ice. Add 1.5 ounces Blanco tequila, 1 ounce ginger liqueur, such as Domaine de Canton, 2 ounces chilled unsweetened pure tart cherry juice, we like Ocean Spray, and 1/2 ounce fresh lime juice. Gently stir about 10 seconds. Strain into a chilled coupe glass. Garnish with a Luxardo cherry and a fresh ginger slice. Serve immediately. For true fruit flavor, unsweetened 100% cherry juice is paramount. Look for it near other shelf-stable juices or in the refrigerated drink aisle. 4. A tropical sip. Spicy sweet frozen mango. Reposado tequila is aged, lending a subtle smokiness that makes the mango's flavor pop. Run a wedge of lime around the edge of a chilled martini or coupe glass. Dip rim in tajine or other chili lime salt to coat. Combine 1/2 cup frozen mango cubes, 1/2 cup crushed ice, 2 ounces reposado or blanco tequila, 3/4 ounce orange liqueur such as Contrao, and 1 ounce fresh lime juice in a blender. Starting on low speed and gradually increasing to high, blend until very smooth and creamy, about 1 minute. Pour into prepared glass, serve immediately. You can find mango cubes in the freezer section or make them yourself by peeling, pitting, and chopping a whole mango and freezing the chunks in a single layer on a parchment-lined tray. Transfer them to a resealable bag until ready to use. That story was Shake It Up, text by Claire Sullivan, recipes by Greg Lofts. The next story is Martha Stewart, American Made, Quilty Pleasures by Erica Sloan. Photograph by Dane Tashima. Matilda in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. As a kid in San Francisco, Claudia Middendorf spent the city's famously chilly summers curled up on the couch in a giant afghan that had been crocheted by her grandmother. It was the epitome of comfort, she recalls. And learning to sew at the Rhode Island School of Design, where she studied graphic design, Middendorf set out to recreate that feeling with quilts. She was drawn to linen for its natural breathability and durability, but also loved the way it dimpled unevenly as she stitched rows across it, and, in the wabi-sabi spirit, tossed one of her first pieces in the laundry. It was an aha moment, seeing it waffle up in the dryer, she says. The irregularity made it feel less precious. That puckering became a signature of the line she launched in 2017, as did her geometric patterns and touchstone colors, the amber of brick paths in her neighborhood, the navy of classic denim, which fade beautifully with age. The results are as warm as her early memories, but oh so cool, too. Middendorf puts domestically sourced cotton batting between two layers of linen in every quilt. The combination creates lovely loft and extra insulation, she says. The details. Cape Cod Navy. This is a white blanket that has a navy blue border and then one thick navy blue stripe in the middle. And Block 2. This quilt is burnt amber red on one half and navy blue on the other half and also has a navy blue border. This comes in blue brick and sand from $450 each at MatildaHome.com. That's MatildaHome.com. That story was Martha Stewart, American Made, Quilty Pleasures, text by Erica Sloan, photograph by Dane Tashima. That concludes today's readings from Martha Stewart Living. This has been Morgan Mallon for the Georgia Radio Reading Service. Thank you for listening to GARS.
Next on Recording Library of West Texas Radio, USA Today, followed by the Midland Reporter Telegram and Odessa American at 3.
This is a Recording Library of West Texas Community Update.
Downtown Farmers Market. The Midland Downtown Farmers Market is back to hosting a market every week at the Museum of the Southwest. The new schedule begins Saturday with extended hours, 8 a.m. to noon. Visit local vendors on the lawn of the Museum of the Southwest.
This week on the Recording Library of West Texas Radio's Saturday Night Movie, the audio-described swashbuckler, Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl.
You don't know what this is. This is Aztec gold. One of 882 identical pieces they delivered in a stone chest. Cortez himself. Blood money paid to stem the slaughter he wreaked upon them with his armies. But the greed of Cortez was insatiable. So the heathen gods placed upon the gold a terrible curse.
They've taken Elizabeth, and we must save her!
Hello, Poppy. All the scattered pieces of the Aztec gold must be restored, and the blood repaid.
Search every cabin, every hole, down to the bilges.
Black Pearl. She's been prating on ships and settlements for near 10 years. Never leaves any survivors.
Jack Sparrow. He talked about the Black Pearl.
Don't y'all remember Captain Jack Sparrow?
You're familiar with that ship, the Black Pearl?
Spring me from this cell, I swear on pain of death. I shall take you to the Black Pearl and your bonny lass.
I may have deserved that. Do you think this wise boy, crossing blades with a pirate?
You threaten a swan.
Welcome aboard the Black Pearl.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye. You're off the edge of the map, mate. Here in every monster.
That's not good enough.